Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by wherever you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope that you've been able to join us the first 3 days of this week. I've been building a case for caution against advising divorce in the case of abuse in marriage. On the surface, we might think if a man is abusing his wife, she has every right to divorce him. Or if a woman is abusing her husband, that he has every right to divorce her. I suppose it depends on what we mean by has every right. If by rights we mean under the law of the land, in the court of law, yes. But what we're concerned with is what God says. We want to have the mind of our loving and everlasting God. And in order to get at the mind of God, we need to wrestle with the application of a certain text of Scripture. Here on God Is, we have been upholding God's view of marriage. As far as God is concerned, all marriages are to be one lifetime marriages. If so, then can we ever justify divorce, even in the case of abuse? Well, as has already been acknowledged, God does not give us verses in the Bible that says a spouse who is being abused can divorce the abusive spouse. God does not state that. So we need to be very careful not to say something that God does not say. Since the Bible does not outright say that abuse is an acceptable reason for divorce, I want to be careful not to say that. And that is why I have stressed separation, because I know I can justify that with many biblical texts. That being said, I do believe God has given Christians the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. With Him as our guide who leads us through the Bible, and with the Spirit as our protector, guarding us from error, there is a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that serves to justify a permanent separation and maybe divorce in true cases of spousal abuse where separation has been tried and is not working. But even then, we have to be very wise and careful in how we apply the Scriptures. I want to draw your attention to this verse that we actually looked at a few weeks ago when we talked about divorce for the reason of abandonment in marriage. This verse speaks directly to this reality. A Christian is married to someone who is not a Christian, and the non-Christian spouse, the unbeliever, wants out of the marriage. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 15. So let me read this for us. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 15 says, "Yet if the unbelieving one leaves, let him leave. The brother or the sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace." It is true, the meaning of this verse is that the Christian spouse is to let the non-Christian spouse go, to leave the marriage. Divorce under these circumstances is acceptable to God. But there are well-respected Bible teachers who see also in this verse application to divorce in the case of spousal abuse. Let me show you how we might apply this scripture in answering our question. Of course, we will have to prayerfully determine. You actually will. Before God and with your own spiritual leaders, whether or not this verse provides you with a biblical, God-approving means of divorce, should you be on the receiving end of unrelenting, repeating abuse from your spouse. The Apostle Paul begins, "If the unbelieving one." Paul is writing about an unbeliever in a marriage. This person is not a Christian. Well, I think we can legitimately question whether or not an abusive person is a Christian. Abusive behavior is never Christian behavior, so an abusive person is most likely not even a Christian. Now, since God is the judge of all people, I say most likely. But certainly, to demonstrate repeated and regular cruelty towards one's spouse, where there is not repentance for this sin and the termination of the abuse, well, that ought to tell us this spouse is not living as a genuine Christian, and therefore can be treated as an unbeliever. I do not want to be dogmatic about this, but I think we can say this and stay within the bounds of Scripture on what follows. Let's go back to Marty the manipulator from yesterday. He claims to be a Christian. He never misses a Sunday at church. He gives his offering, his money. He flatters the pastor. But at home, he batters his wife. He has introduced domestic violence to their home. He's ruined his wife, Margaret, with his verbal, physical, emotional, and mental or psychological torment. Does Marty sound to you like a Christian? Let's hold him up to God's standard for a husband. I'm thinking of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. I'm reading now in the Bible at Ephesians 5 verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. What does that mean? It means this. However Jesus Christ treats the church is how the husband is to treat his wife. Are you a married man? Yes? Then this captures exactly how you are to treat your wife. You are to love her. And you are to love her by giving yourself to her. Christ did give himself up for the church. He literally died for the church. The church being all genuine believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. A husband is prepared to love his wife so deeply, so purely, so thoroughly that he will literally die for her. Is that the way Marty treats Margaret? No. Marty is slowly contributing to the death of his wife, not dying for her. So then how can Marty be a Christian, let alone how he has stayed faithful to his vow to love Margaret as Christ loves the church? Marty does not love Margaret. Marty has taken his love elsewhere. He loves himself. He has spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically left his wife. He's abandoned his responsibility as her husband. However, Jesus Christ treats the church as how the husband is to treat his wife. Has an abusive husband done that? I say no. And then come with me, if you would, in your Bible to a letter the Apostle Peter wrote. It is 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. If you are otherwise occupied now, get out your Bible later and read 1 Peter 3 verse 7. Here, Peter commands husbands, quote, "You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered." Now there is a verse I'd like to have all day to explain, but I do not have all day, do I? So capture two convicting insights here. First, husbands are to live with their wives in an understanding way. Be sensitive to your wife's needs, to her anxieties and fears. Find out how your wife is feeling and respond well to her. Strengthen and encourage your beloved with love, compassion, and care. Does that sound to you like what Marty or any other abusive husband is doing for his wife? Second, Peter says to the husband, show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life. The grace of life is marriage. Wow, what a way to think of marriage. Is your marriage the grace of life? Is mine? I pray so. That's the way the Bible describes marriage, the grace of life. Well, our wives are fellow heirs of that grace, and therefore we are to honor them. Do you honor your wife? Does Marty honor Margaret? Does the abusive husband in your life honor his wife? When we see in the Bible what God expects of a spouse in a marriage, and then we hold up that standard to an abusive man or woman, should not we ask of the abuser, is he or she even Christian? Abuse is never Christian behavior. A real, genuine, authentic Christian man or woman does not abuse anyone. A home where there is abuse is not a Christian home, and an abusive person who attends church and acts very Christian there and gives money, tithes to the church, and has a great relationship with the pastor, and even serves in a leadership capacity in the local church is not a Christian. If you are an abusive person, you had better question, am I a true Christian? I know what I am saying is strong. Who am I to judge? Not I, but the Scripture. Not I, but God. I'll likely be accused of saying, Christian husbands and wives must be perfect then. We can never have sin. We can never sometimes be hard to live with. We can never have a long way to go to be who God wants us to be. Well, that's not what I said. What I said was any spouse abusing their wife or husband, their children, and others is a living catastrophe and needs to question whether or not he or she is genuinely saved. I'm serious. If you are an abusive person who claims to be a Christian, you need to question whether or not you are a Christian. Now, let's circle back to 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 15. Yet if the unbelieving one leaves, let him leave. Based on the behavior of an abusive spouse, we can make the case this person is the unbelieving one Paul writes about. And he says the unbelieving one leaves. Tomorrow I want to show you how an abusive spouse has left his or her marriage. They have abandoned their marital responsibilities by inflicting this abuse on their spouse. I urge you to hear what I have to say tomorrow, please. So do not miss God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.